What happens when the science and technology of space comes down to Earth? Welcome to Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists, the mini-series that explores spin-offs from space technology that are being used on Earth. I'm Dr. Stuart Higgins. This episode, how developing an automatic biology lab for the International Space Station led to a machine that can speed up testing for infectious diseases back on Earth. BioLab is a semi-automatic biology testing laboratory in the Columbus module of the International Space Station. Launched on board the Space Shuttle Atlantis in 2008, the lab allows both astronauts and scientists back on Earth to understand how weightlessness affects living organisms. Once set going, the experiments are largely automated, freeing up the astronauts to do other things. One of these tasks includes carefully measuring out liquid nutrients for samples. And it turns out that the expertise used to develop the machine for doing this has found other uses back down on Earth. A Belgian biomedical company was looking to help develop a machine that could automatically run tests for infectious diseases such as HIV and syphilis. The types of tests they use are called immunoassays. The test detects disease molecules known as antigens, which are found in the blood when somebody has an infection. While the tests can work in lots of different ways, a common approach is to take a thin strip of special paper and selectively coat it with antibodies. These are molecules produced by the body as it responds to an infection and can attach strongly to the disease antigens. A sample from a patient can then be washed over the paper strip. Any disease antigens present in the sample will stick to the antibodies on the surface of the paper. A second, different antibody is then washed over the strip again, which sticks to the other side of the antigen, forming a kind of sandwich. Attached to this second antibody is an enzyme. The strip is finally washed in another chemical, which is broken down by this enzyme, producing a coloured dye, which is then visible to the human eye. The end result is a paper strip with lines that change colour depending on whether the disease is present or not. It's a similar principle to how pregnancy tests work. However, the process of running the test can be pretty laborious. It relies upon washing precise quantities of different liquids at different times over the strips. The Belgian biomedical company was trying to work out how to build a machine that could run these tests automatically, a few at a time. It ended up working with the engineers responsible for developing part of the automated tests on the space station's biolab, who used the same tech and know-how to produce an automatic testing machine, freeing up lab scientists to get more done. So that's how experiments designed to test the impact of microgravity on organisms in space led to automated testing for infectious diseases back on Earth. That was Down to Earth from the Naked Scientists. My name is Dr. Stuart Higgins, and you can find more episodes online at nakedscientists.com/downtoearth.
Thank you, Stuart. And next time on Down to Earth, where cloud computing came from.
Hello, Katie here with a quick request. The Naked Scientist survey is still open, and we really want to hear your views. It's online at thenakedscientists.com/survey. It only takes a few minutes, and if you fill it in, you could win some Amazon vouchers. We read every word, so this is your chance to let us know what you think about the programme, or what you'd like to hear more of. That address again is www.thenakedscientist.com/survey. Thank you very much. Now, on with the show.
You're listening to The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and with Georgia Mills. Still to come, how a man with electrodes in his head has helped scientists to uncover how the brain recognises faces, and the people who are using smart drugs to boost their performance at work. But are there consequences?